Section 26, Go Ye Into All the World and Preach My Gospel. Reading Assignment, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 112. Our Heritage, pages 30 through 33 and page 36. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 6, and section 88, verse 81. What instructions did the Lord give to the Kirtland saints in these verses? Read Our Heritage, pages 30 through 32. What sacrifices did these saints make in order to share the gospel? What sacrifices may we need to make to serve as full-time missionaries? What sacrifices may we need to make to share the gospel with our friends and neighbors? What promises did the Lord make to the 12 apostles in Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verses 19 through 22? Scripture chain, doing missionary work and nurturing new converts. Doing missionary work, Mark chapter 16, verse 15. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 15 through 16. Doctrine and Covenants, section 60, verse 2. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 81. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 123, verses 11 through 12. Nurturing new converts. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Helaman chapter 6, verse 3. And Moroni chapter 6, verse 4. Scriptures relating to section 26, Go ye into all the world and preach my gospel. Doctrine of Covenants, section 42, verse 6. And ye shall go forth in the power of my Spirit, preaching my gospel two by two in my name, lifting up your voices as with the sound of a trump, declaring my word like unto angels of God. Doctrine of Covenants, section 88, verse 81. Behold, I sent you out to testify and warn the people, and it becometh every man who hath been warned to warn his neighbor. Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verses 19 through 22. 19. Wherefore, whithersoever they shall send you, go ye, and I will be with you, and in whatsoever place ye shall proclaim my name, an effectual door shall be opened unto you, that they may receive my word. 20. Whosoever receiveth my word receiveth me, and whosoever receiveth me receiveth those the first presidency, whom I have sent, whom I have made counselors for my name's sake, unto you. 21. And again I say unto you that whosoever ye shall send in my name, by the voice of your brethren, the 12, duly recommended and authorized by you, shall have power to open the door of my kingdom unto any nation, whithersoever ye shall send them. 22. Inasmuch as they shall humble themselves before me, and abide in my word, and hearken to the voice of my Spirit. Scriptures relating to the scripture chain, doing missionary work and nurturing new converts. Doing missionary work. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verses 15 through 16. 15. And if it so be that you should labor all your days in crying repentance unto this people, and bring, save it be one soul unto me, how great shall be your joy with him in the kingdom of my Father. 16. And now if your joy will be great with one soul that you have brought unto me into the kingdom of my Father, how great will be your joy if you should bring many souls unto me. Doctrine and Covenants, section 60, verse 2. But with some I am not well pleased, for they will not open their mouths, but they hide the talent which I have given unto them, because of the fear of man. Woe unto such, for mine anger is kindled against them. Refer again to Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 81. Doctrine and Covenants, section 123, verses 11 through 12. 11. And also it is an imperative duty that we owe to all the rising generation and to all the pure in heart. 12. For there are many yet on the earth among all sects, parties, and denominations who are blinded by the subtle craftiness of men, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, and who are only kept from the truth because they know not where to find it. Scriptures relating to nurturing new converts. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Helaman chapter 6, verse 3. Nevertheless, the people of the church did have great joy because of the conversion of the Lamanites, yea, because of the church of God, which had been established among them. And they did fellowship one with another, and did rejoice one with another, and did have great joy. Moroni chapter 6, verse 4. And after they had been received unto baptism, and were wrought upon, and cleansed by the power of the Holy Ghost, they were numbered among the people of the church of Christ. And their names were taken that they might be remembered and nourished by the good word of God, to keep them in the right way, to keep them continually watchful unto prayer, relying alone upon the merits of Christ, who was the author and the finisher of their faith. End of the scriptures relating to the scripture chain doing missionary work and nurturing new converts. End of section 26. Go ye into all the world and preach my gospel.